Okay. Let's see if this works. Testing. Testing toenails. Won't pick up as well.
No, but you just need to, like, the cue to be able to match it later.
Yep.
If we want to.
It's marker. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, that's our marker.
Do we agree on jam notes?
As our title?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works for now.
All right, welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast. I'm Ben Durge, and this is Nick Ring. Why don't you start by telling everyone about ourselves?
Sure, yeah. Well, we've been jamming together since high school for like half of our lives now. Just like...
20 years.
20 years? Yeah, man.
Yep.
Just picking up the instruments and... improvising, seeing what happens.
And not writing many songs, yes. That's
yeah, we got some songs.
Yeah,
though.
We got.
But we haven't written songs in a long time.
No.
In like a decade or something.
Embraced the jamming. But I know you also wanted to clarify what jams are and why we're probably not actually jamming to some snobs out there.
I mean... we are jamming, but like, yeah, jamming has many meanings, it's applied many different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, some people just think getting in a room and playing music together is jamming, no matter what you're playing. Well, you know, it's just getting the vibe out there.
Yeah.
But then other people want, like, true improvisation.
Gotcha.
Like, long, drawn-out, deep explorations. And we do some of that.
But I also think, like, you got the Grateful Dead who have 2-minute songs but then jam on them for 20 minutes live. Would that be more a traditional jam band?
Yeah, that's more like jam bands. That's like a different thing, too.
Okay, yeah,
like jamming versus a jam band. And there's like people who are very specific about what exactly a jam band is.
Jam bands and then bands that jam.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you tell the lovely people what we're doing on this podcast.
So today we're trying it out. This is our first episode. We're going to play a jam of ours that we recorded back in 2023. And we're going to talk over it and ruin it.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. See if anything fun happens. We ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit play. Clarify, I am on the drums while Nick is on the guitar. I would call this chimey, is what when Nick starts like this.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to create a space in the first part. Oh, and I hear a loop going too, so.
All right.
It's one of those jams. Finding the groove a little
yep,
bit.
There it is. Nice. This is kind of heavy.
Yeah, heavy it's actually. It's like brooding. Something's going to happen.
Oh yeah. Always tell how drunk we were by how clean my rolls are, so we were somewhat sober at this part.
Yeah, guitar is kind of just cruising here.
Just does feel like it could be a song. I feel like that about a lot of our jams.
Well, we want them to feel at least a little bit comfortable yeah. for some of the time. And like when we hit a good thing, I like to repeat it.
Yeah.
If I can. Sometimes I don't even come back and repeat it properly.
Oh, here we go.
Now we're both on it.
Yeah.
Nice cymbal hit there.
Oh, aggressive. But I think in the 20 years, this is the most we've actually discussed our music.
Absolutely.
Very abstract ways.
Yeah. I guess at some point we'll talk about our strategy, maybe in another episode.
Yes. One thing I was thinking is we still don't have a name, a current name.
So we could crowdsource it.
Yeah, there we go. If we actually get people.
That would be interesting. See what the people can come up with, and hopefully they don't give us a really dumb or embarrassing name.
Bandy McBandband.
Bamb. It's band with a B at the end.
What was one? I wanted to be Psycho Diddy. But now with the whole thing with Diddy, probably not the best.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to be a Psycho Diddy.
And it was like a deep pun. Like, yeah. You were trying to be the Beatles. Like.
Yeah, because it's the type of Beatle yeah. that has the word psycho in it.
But it's not quite there. And we could be more psycho, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Psycho Diddy.
In terms of the deep end, we're like at the shallow end of the deep end.
Yeah, I'd give you that. I think when we get too deep, it gets too loose.
Yeah. Oh. Messing with the time here.
Yeah, all right.
I like those flammy snare things you do, like, frah.
Oh, yeah. I love hitting the snare.
But like both sticks coming down, yeah, like not at the same time.
Yeah. I gotcha. That's typically when I drop my stick. I'm trying to do one of those. Oh, I always hate dropping my stick. But again, happens more when I've been drinking a bit.
Well, if you would just practice the drums a little bit more,
yeah,
I think you would be able to hold on to your sticks.
I'd have to be over here a lot.
You could also do what some drummers do who live in apartments and townhouses and such and just like practice your paradiddles on a surface.
I got my djembe.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start using my sticks on that.
Yeah, do some light practice on the djembe. Do your kids like the djembe?
They're more interested when I play the guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to get Za playing my little djembe over there. Trying to get her playing it.
Oh, they like hitting it.
Yeah.
But I don't...
They don't like you playing it.
Yeah.
They like the thing.
And, you know, you hit it for 3 minutes, unless you're developing a rhythm. You know, all right.
Yeah.
On to the next thing.
Yeah. Need accompaniment.
Yeah. I will say the older one, who was in high school, has taken more of an interest in our music and Tool, which scares me and excites me. She's been,
as it should,
becoming a big Tool fan. Yeah,
hell yeah. You know where that road leads.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, I turned out all right, man.
Yeah. But I mean, weren't both of your sisters Tool fans as well? And they,
yes.
That's like, that's y'all how, are like a fork. You all went in different directions.
I was exposed to them. They were very 90s Tool fans. They did not jump on, or they jumped
the
off
newer stuff, yeah.
when Lateralis came out.
Sure.
But I remember being 7th grade and watching the Schism video and being like, what is this? And they were like, not as good as their other stuff. And I was like, what? But then I kind of phased out until you on the bus that one day, you said, what are you listening to? I said, Perfect Circle. And you said, psh, Tool's better. So I went back home that night, revisited Tool, and was like, yep, yep, he's right. Tool is better.
Tool is better. That's right. That's right, kids. Tool's better.
Perfect Circle's good. Love Pucifer. Probably put Tool, Pucifer, then Perfect Circle these days.
Yeah. I don't know, Pucifer and a Perfect Circle kind of go back and forth. Like, Pucifer is a lot of fun.
Yes.
But a Perfect Circle, like, feels, like, really meaningful sometimes.
Yes, that's very true. I was listening to The Noose today. That's a hell of a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, like, in that one, the drummer was going too fast, and, like, Maynard actually said, slow down. Like, this is a...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, play less.
Yeah, yeah.
Play less.
Oh, but I love the... That was... That song made me want to be a drummer back in the day. What are some of your influences, Nick?
So many. Floyd, Hendrix, Tool, Fish. Metallica is what made me want to pick up a guitar. Like, the first time I listened to music with headphones on, I listened to a Metallica CD, and that's what made me want to start playing. Like, I didn't play a guitar before that, but I, like, put on headphones, and I was, like, doing air guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Like, I can picture it, kinda. But we keep talking over my wicked solos, bro.
Yes, we do. No, I love these. And then there's some, I don't know if they're solos or what you call them. You say they're very simple, but I love playing in that space where you're kind of just repeating something.
Yeah, but we gotta earn it, you know?
Yeah.
When we earn it and get to that space, yeah, totally agree. Yeah. We should hold on to it.
Yeah, but I love this where you're soloing and we're hitting the right spots.
Yeah, it kind of breaks everything up, syncopates.
Yeah. See, there's no counting going on. It's just my body knowing the rhythm. That's why I've always struggled to talk to drummers.
One, two, three, four, one. The one is the most important number to count, one.
Yeah, I think we always meet on the one. That's
and
how we,
one.
We stick it together.
That, dude, that's the old adage, everything is on the one. Funkadelic. That's a song. Everything is on the one.
Okay. I probably heard it and just didn't know it was called that. Yeah.
Ooh, I practiced that week.
Yeah, I believe this was before you had your second kid.
Yeah, for sure. Had a little more time on my hands.
That's what I've said. I don't think I was... This was one of those weeks where I wasn't drinking, because, man, I feel like I'm on point.
Well, you could figure it out by the month, because I think in that year, didn't you take a couple months off?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a crazy year.
Aren't they all? Oh, where are we going?
I know I'm partial, but I think what you do on guitar is better than 75% of the shit you hear.
That's what I used to think when I was in, like, middle school. I was like, man, I'm better than half the fucking radio.
I thought about that with poetry in high school. And then looking back on it, man, I rhymed way too much. Loved rhyming.
Yeah. It just like you said, you like my guitar playing. I only hear the mistakes, and I only hear myself hesitating and, like, not taking the best ideas when they're there.
10th grade, I was like, this is the next Jimi Hendrix. I'm so lucky. I found the next.
I think you started clapping at the end here.
Oh, all right.
Ben felt really good at the end of this jam.
Oh, and we reached the end. So
yeah.
Now we can kind of outro and jam.
All right. We get to jam now. We don't just listen to ourselves
Oh, like we got 15 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
That doesn't make sense. I thought the jam was 16 minutes long.
Nothing makes sense.
And we did an intro and an outro.
I like it. Perfect ending.